Well, hunting season is upon us, you know, and I get so excited this time of year. But maybe you're new to hunting and you're still trying to get familiar with all the gear you'll need and, you know, what kind of shot to use if you're shooting a shotgun, whatever quarry you're going after, or maybe, you know, what rifle to use when it comes to deer season, or maybe going out west hunting or something. So you're still trying to familiarize yourself with proper ways to do things, right? And so when it comes to proper shooting technique, the one thing that you need to figure out early on, really the first thing you need to figure out, is what is your dominant or master eye? Just like, well, you know, I'm right-handed and I pretty much do everything with my right hand. You also, and that's my dominant hand, my dominant arm, I also have a dominant eye. And so for some folks, for most folks, if you're right-handed, you're going to be right eye dominant. That's going to be your master eye, but not for everyone. My father, for example, he does everything with his right hand. He's right-handed, but he shoots left-handed because he is left eye dominant. That's his master eye. Early on, he would tell me a story about when he first started shooting a rifle, he could never shoot it accurately. And it was because he was not using his dominant eye, which was his left eye, because naturally he was right-handed, so he was trying to shoot right-handed. And so he taught himself how to shoot left-handed because he's left eye dominant. Now, there's a simple exercise that we can do, and I can teach you, and you can figure out, are you left eye dominant or right eye dominant? Because again, that's going to play a very important role in you being very accurate when it comes to shooting a rifle. All right? So take your hands just like this, put them right like that right there, lay one thumb up over another and make a triangle, okay? Now, I'm gonna look over here to my left and you're gonna pick an object out there in the distance. And right now I'm picking out a group of leaves, a little cluster of leaves that's kind of away from everything else. So you're gonna stretch your hands straight out and you're gonna put that object that's out in the distance right in the middle of that triangle. Leave both eyes open, okay? Leave both your eyes open and put that object right in the middle of the triangle you've made. Now, slowly, very slowly, keep the object in the center of that triangle with both eyes open and bring your hand slowly back towards your face, okay? By keeping that object right in the center, that triangle is going to naturally go the middle of it to your dominant eye. Yep, for me, it's my right eye, which I already knew that, all right? So try that a couple of times. Now maybe you're having a little difficulty with that, all right? So take that object that's out there in the distance, put your hands up again, just like that, all right? Put that object in the triangle, stretch your arms out, it's right in the center, both eyes are open, now close your right eye, all right? Close your right eye. If your left hand moved over the object that was in the center of the triangle, that means it's your right eye dominant, because open both your eyes back up. Now, close your left eye by keeping that object in the center. If it didn't move at all, your right eye dominant. All right? Simple exercise that can tell you whether you're left eye dominant or right eye dominant. You know, I was just trying to teach my wife that earlier today. All right, you ready to figure out which one your dominant or master eye is?
Yes. Okay. I'm sure they're both master eyes.
You master it all.
Master of it all.
All right, so you're right-handed though, right?
I am right-handed.
So I'm going to guess that your dominant or master eye is going to be your right eye.
Okay.
Yeah, unless that gnat gets in it, then it's going to be your left eye. Okay.
Okay.
All right, so the first thing we're going to do is you're going to put your hands up just like this right here.
Okay.
Okay? Make that triangle. Very good. Mm-hmm. Now let's pick an object in the distance, okay? So we're going to look at that. Okay. See that big rock? There's a rock right up there,
yep.
Kind of out in the open, not too far away.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we're going to pick that rock.
Okay.
Now you're going to put that rock right, let me get over here where it's better on camera. Okay. So right in the center of that triangle.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
Okay, you got it in the center of the triangle, right?
Got it.
Now slowly bring your hands back to your face. There you go, ever so slowly. And if you've got that rock right into the center, your hand should go to where that opening is more over your dominant eye. Okay. Very good. Mine's right. So your nose is dominant, right? So you got a dominant nose. No? No, you got a very pretty nose. I'm sorry. Okay. All right, let's try it again. Obviously, you must not have done it right. All right, so you've got that rock in there, right?
Okay, got the rock
in
it.
Slowly bring it back. There we go. Ever so slowly. Okay. And the triangle, the center of it should go right towards your dominant eye.
Okay.
Would it be your left or right? I'm thinking it's going to be your right. And
it's still the center of my nose.
All right, let's try one other thing, okay? One other thing. So you put the rock back in the triangle again. You got it in the triangle?
Rock's in the triangle.
Now let's try this.
Okay.
Let's do this. Let's close your left eye.
Okay.
All right, and if your right eye dominant, if your right eye is your master eye, then the object should stay right in the center of the triangle. It really didn't move at all. All right, so now let's open your eyes back up.
Okay.
Now let's close your right eye. Now, if the object was to stay in the center of the triangle there, then that means your left eye dominant. But when you closed your right eye and left your left eye open, if your left hand moved over that object, that means your right eye dominant, which I'm assuming that you're going to be right eye dominant.
What if it moved in both of them?
You're doing something wrong. You must be doing something wrong. Either that or you have very special eyes.
I know.
Do you
have
special
eyes?
Let me see. You do have very beautiful special eyes. Yeah.
So one of the first steps in proper shooting technique and proper shooting form is figuring out whether your left eye or right eye dominant. Which one is your master eye? Very important for proper shooting technique. You know, there is no way you can be sure you'll hit your target unless you use your eyes, right? We direct our shot with our eyes, just like God brings about direction in our lives. Psalms 32:8 says, I will instruct you and teach you in the way which you should go. I will counsel you with my eye upon you. How do we find that direction? Through meditating on God's word and through prayer. He watches over us and we are always in His sights. You know what's comforting about this? He already knows what's ahead. Proverbs 15:3 says, the eyes of the Lord are in every place, beholding the evil and the good. He knows about the dangers, the trials, and even celebrations that are to come, and He prepares the way to use those moments to mold us into the person that He wants us to be. God wants us to open our eyes and see what He's placed before us. We can't close our eyes and just hope we'll hit our target, can we? He's given each of us a purpose to glorify Him and gifts or special skills to accomplish that. He's given us His Word, and it's vital for us to open our eyes to the truth within the pages of our Bible. Look around. What is the Lord showing you today? What special gift has the Lord given you in order to bring Him glory? Where is He guiding you with His master eye? If you enjoy videos like these, follow LifeWord on Facebook, Instagram, or YouTube. Or you can go to lifeword.org. You know, we probably need to check back in with my wife to see how she's managing with learning what her dominant eye might be.
Do you think it's because I'm not wearing my glasses?
Well, of course, yes. Put your glasses on. I forget. You're farsighted, right?
Maybe that should do it.
Okay, so let's try just to put the triangle back up there with the rock right in the middle,
okay? It brings my crazy eye into
view. All right, it's your crazy eye. Let's do the wave a little. No, okay. Put it right there in the middle, all right?
Uh-huh.
Now, close your left eye.
Okay.
Did the object move, or is it still right in the center of the triangle? If it's right in the center of the triangle, then it would be, what is, okay, so if it didn't move, if you closed your left eye and the rock was still right in the middle of the triangle, and it never moved, that means your right eye dominant.
Okay, that's correct.
Okay, because if you was to open both your eyes back up, go ahead and open both your eyes back up.
I did.
And close your right eye.
Oh, yeah, my left hand's covering it.
Yep. Okay, that means your right eye dominant. It would be right the opposite if, you know, your left eye dominant.
Okay.
That would mean that the right hand would cover up the rock.
Okay.
So we've discovered that even though you have special eyes, you're right eye dominant, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Master
eye. All right, you ready to get out of the gnats?
I figured out. Yes. I'm good.